Ray LaMontagne is back with a new album. It's his third, called Gossip in the Grain, once again produced by Ethan Johns, who seems to have a way with Ray's music. The shy and unassuming LaMontagne is from Maine, where he worked in the shoe mills until a lightning bolt moment in the form of a Stephen Stills song on the radio led him to become a singer-songwriter. His debut album, Trouble, was a bit of a hit, and he is here with his band today. And we begin things with this performance of Hey Me, Hey Mama.
Mama's in the field, murder in the hen house, mud gone high up on the wheels, rooster in the dooryard, just leaning on the horn, wind sweetly drifting through that diving corn. Hey me, hey mama, where you been for so long, for so long? Hey me, hey mama, where you been, where you been for so long?
Hey Me, Hey Mama, beginning with what strikes me is it's going to be a fun session today. It's Ray LaMontagne and this great band set up in our World Cafe studios today. Ray, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you as well.
Now, how does this at all resemble what how you and Ethan and everybody, I guess most everybody here, recorded things?
Yeah, all but Chris Joyner.
Who's playing keyboards?
Yeah.
But did you set up live in the studio over in England?
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. What's that space like? Is it the Real World Studios? Is it a big space?
Well, it is, but it's not. It's not cavernous. I mean, it's like smaller, like a bunch of smallish rooms. Mm. Yeah, it's cozy. I would say it's cozy.
How did you end up there? I understand. It's great to have you get to talk about Ethan when he's here in the room, but I understand you kind of he invited you over there, or how did that work out?
Well, yeah, I mean, he lives there now, and he had traveled to me. I was in upstate New York when we made the second record, and he came from LA to New York to work there. So I thought it was, I guess it was just only fair.
Recording, I've heard you mention this is more of a band thing. What's that different from how you would work in the past? You would just cut songs and then put embellishments on it, or?
Well, Ethan and I would do stuff together. So Ethan would play drums and, you know, whatever. Sometimes he played two things at once, play the ukulele and the drums at the same time, and I play the guitar and do the vocals. Or we had other people come in, you know, at times as well. But, I mean, it's not drastically different. It's just that we've been playing together for a while.
Well, what's next?
I guess we'll try Best Thing. One, two.
You Are the Best Thing is Ray LaMontagne is playing live for us today on the Cafe. And Ray, I've got an earlier track listing of this, and actually the album began with Let It Be Me, and was Best Thing a late addition?
Yeah, it was. We sort of lived with it for a while, and then started to think that it needed to open. The record needed to open slightly differently. Ethan and I spent some time kind of just going back and forth, trying to switch tracks around, just trying to change a track listing, trying to make something work. And we couldn't find anything that felt right. So we figured that it must not be done.
Did Best Thing always have horns on it, or was that a...
No, it was written differently. Yeah. It was written differently. I'm not sure I could remember. it was more along these lines, you know. Very quiet, you know.
Baby, it's been a long day, baby. Things ain't been going my way, you know. I need...
There it is.
Need you here. You clear my mind.
You know.
Wow. That's an amazing change.
Very different, yeah.
Well, tell you what, Let It Be Me once began. You once had that in the first place. You want to do that one now?
Sure.
Just a little place you can go home. That's when you need.
great song. That is Let It Be Me from Ray LaMontagne and this this great band playing live for us today. Another one from Gossip in the Grain. Now, Ray, you did not elect to do this one for us today, but I must mention Meg White. You've written a song to Meg.
I've written a song for Meg, yes.
Major fan of her persona, her drumming, her...
Yes, yeah, just a fan, you know.
All that is,
yeah,
Meg.
Yeah, she's great, and I think she gets knocked about a bit.
Well, if people have ever seen the White Stripes, they realize that there's no reason to knock Meg. Meg is like integral. I mean,
she rocks.
No doubt about it. And you've been doing throughout the fall here. I noticed you've kind of been, you know, going through all the swing states. Although I guess Michigan is no longer a swing state. But did you? Did you run into Meg? Have you had any contact?
No.
Well, the word's out.
I didn't write it to meet her. I just wrote it for her.
Right. So no one's replacing Ethan or anything in the band?
No.
No. Well, what would you like to finish up with?
I think we'll try Gossip in the Grain.
Gossip in the Grain, which is the title track of the new Ray LaMontagne album. And Ray, thank you so much for being here today.
Sure, thank you.
Real treat, Ray LaMontagne. And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.